I was over the moon about getting to read this badass horror anthology by Condisha Press. Slash Her is a collection of slasher genre-inspired short stories written by 21 women from all over the world, and damn was I blown away. I'm not lying when I say that there is something here for everyone. To be honest, I was a bit hesitant to get started because while I do love a good slasher film, I haven't read much within the literature side of things. At least not many that I enjoyed. Having now finished the book, I realize I had nothing to worry about. There isn't a bad story in this entire anthology, and it features some of the best short stories I've read. There are scenes in this book that are going to stick with me for quite some time. Whether you fancy tales centered on revenge, horror, suspense, heartbreak, justice, mystery, drama, or the supernatural, you're sure to find a number of stories here that'll meet your specific needs and desires. And now a little breakdown of each story, with my personal favorites getting A. The Grucken by Sarah Budd. A powerful and moving story full of legend, revenge, and the pain of a mother's heart. You're Dying Up There by Summer Cannon. Nostalgic, fast-paced, and bloody. How to Pose the Dead by Holly Ray Garcia. Revenge porn of the bloodiest quality. Hooking Up by Laurel Hightower. Fun little twist on an urban legend classic. Predator by Sarah Jane Huntington. An inside look into the mind of a killer. The Collector by R.J. Joseph. One of the darkest stories I've ever read. Still a bit shook. Hashtag The Vacationers by Kenzie Jennings. A pulpy take on the slasher genre. Pro Knife by Vivian Casely. Heartbreak and Bullying Meet Blood Lust and Revenge. Lefty by My Kill. A twisty-turny tale that ends bloodier than I expected. Legend of the Nameless Island by Redlaw Goo. Ghost-turned-slasher-horror. Bus Stop by Julia C. Lewis. Bullies Meet Justice. Camp Harmony by N.M. Marble. Fun little summer camp tale with good world-building and legends. Tupperware Party by Villamy Mist. Lots of fun and not what I expected. Railroad by Brianna Morgan. Wicked, yet heartfelt. Grief can bring people to do awful things. The Toe Scene by Christine Morgan. A mystery ending in blood. The Butcher on Blue Jay Way by Haley Newlin. A deliciously original period piece. Gangs of New York meet Sweeney Todd in this killer tale. I Hate Slashers by Cynthia Pelayo, a new take on the slasher trope for the modern age. Preachy, but in the best way. The Crimson Bride by Mocha Pennington, begins with a tenderness, but ends in heartbreak leading to blind rage. The closing lines are chilling. A Helping Hand from Peter Pan by Stephanie Rabig, fun little first-person POV supernatural yarn. The One Who Won by Ali C, this should be turned into a movie. It played out like a slasher movie in my head, and I absolutely loved it. Spellbound by Antonia Rachel Ward, young witches in an amusement park w/a killer on the loose. Fast, fun, and a surprise ending. I give this one a strong recommendation. Go grab a copy. It's available now in ebook and paperback versions. A special thanks to Janine Pipe for providing me with an early review copy.